Alright, and we left off with Ison. Baymark has been taken for another. JT, I don't know if you knew that or not, but it was carried over.
That's what I hear.
Mm-hmm. For a month.
Okay.
Item 10, Don Whitcomb. That's you?
Yeah, but did he get the order?
Westmoreland County. Okay, yeah, that's me. Item 10 in your book.
Yeah, she's
Kathy, could I have the lights?
He has some issues. He needs your address.
Mr. Whitcomb requests authorization to construct an 8-foot-wide by 30-foot-long boat ramp extending approximately 17 feet channelward to mean low water adjacent to his property situated along Glebe Creek in Westmoreland County. The project is protested by both adjacent property owners. Here the red arrow points to the location here on Glebe Creek, which is a tributary to the lower Machota Creek. Again, the location, a little bit closer view here. Mr. Whitcomb's property roughly is in this location, includes this spit. And these are the two adjacent property owners who are both protesting the project. The project is located near the town of Tidwells, just to help you orient yourself if you're familiar with the area. The closest public boat ramp is located on Bonham Creek. This slide here shows in red the rough location of the project, and this would be a 14-mile drive to the closest boat ramp, public boat ramp on Bonham Creek. There are, however, several 4-fee ramps at several marinas and seafood facilities available for public use, generally for at some cost. These are scattered throughout the county. The nearest of these, though, is located approximately 7-mile drive away on McGuire's Wharf on Nominee Creek, roughly in this location here near Mount Holly. Mr. Whitcomb's original application had proposed to construct a 10-foot-wide by 45-foot-long boat ramp extending approximately 4 feet channelward of mean low water along the southern boundary of his property. As you come down this road here, it's a shared road with one of the protestants. There's an access easement that runs down the edge of the property, and they had previously proposed to put the boat ramp in a location down here. It has now since been moved to a location here adjacent to the pier. And you can see that here. The red outlines the property boundary on this plat, and the easement runs right along the edge here. So the previous location would have been in here, and now it's proposed here where the arrow is pointing. Prior to Mr. Whitcomb's proposed project being heard before the Westmoreland County Wetlands Board, staff had received an objection from Mr. John Walsh on July 11, 2005, followed by an objection by Mr. and Mrs. Murdoch, July 25, 2005. Mr. Walsh owns the property in this general location here. I think these three lots, pretty sure he owns now, and Mr. and Mrs. Murdoch own the property here on this side. Collectively, their comments with regard to the proposed boat ramp focused on issues related to the project's impacts to the resource protection area, tidal wetlands, and the existing access easement. Let's go through the drawings here. This is the current plan to place the boat ramp in this location adjacent to the pier, again extending 17 feet channelward to mean low water. Just a simple side view drawing showing that. It is supposed to be a wooden or timber boat ramp rather than concrete. This photo here shows the location. It would come down an access way through here. These are a section here of a pier that had from somebody else's property that had floated in during Hurricane Isabel. Mr. Whitcomb had tied it up to his bank so that it wouldn't destroy anything in the area, as he told me on a site visit previously. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science Shoreline Permit Application Report, dated August 11, 2005, stated that if the proposed boat ramp were relocated adjacent to the pier, which it now has been, then approximately 200 square feet of vegetated wetland impacts could have been avoided. the Westmoreland County Wetlands Board took those comments to heart and did modify their permit to include the ramp in the location that is proposed here in front of you today. In addition to that, within the same application, the board had also approved 90 linear feet of riprap revetment, which will be installed landward of Mean Little Water and outside the commission's jurisdiction. Following the decision by the Wetlands Board, both protestants submitted revised objections to the proposed project. In essence, their objections remain mostly the same and appeared to relate mostly to concerns with the resource protection area. Mr. Walsh's comments, he had stated that he believed the proposed boat ramp would require unnecessary cuts in the shoreline and that Mr. Whitcomb's needs might be better served by using ramps, ramps attached to his pier, much like other property owners on the creek. Staff is unsure of what Mr. Walsh meant by the use of the word ramps, but we believe that he may have meant to use the word lifts. Mr. and Mrs. Murdoch revised comments had pretty much echoed the same concerns in their previous letter. The Department of Conservation and Recreation, in a memorandum dated January 10, 2006, stated that they do not anticipate that the proposed project will result in any adverse impacts upon natural heritage resources, state-listed plants or insects, or state natural area preserves. Though their memo does go on to state that all proposed land disturbance, clearing, or grading must comply with the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Area designation and management regulations. DCR goes on to state that the applicant's existing pier already provides a point of access to the water and recommends utilization of lifts placed on the pier rather than the construction of the ramp. No other state agencies have raised any concerns or objections to this point. This is just another photograph here from the land showing you the area that they will be going down in. You can see here and here are two flags that I guess roughly represent the road that would have to be cut down for access to this 8-foot wide ramp. Now for our staff summary and recommendation. While staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protestants, it appears a majority of their concerns relate to potential impacts to areas in which the commission does not have jurisdiction. Staff also acknowledges the comments provided by DCR in regard to the project compliance with the Chesapeake Bay Act requirements. However, these issues should be addressed by the county-administered Chesapeake Bay Act program. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, since the Wetlands Board approved the application in modified form to reduce impacts to vegetated wetlands, since impacts resulting from the use of state and submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 20.2, 1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as currently proposed. Staff further recommends the assessment of a one-time royalty in the amount of $68 for the encroachment over 136 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. I'm available to answer any questions to the commission. I believe that Ms. Whitcomb is here today to speak on the project, and both protestants are here as well.
Any questions from the commission? All right. The applicant present or represented? Mrs. Whitcomb? You swear the testimony for give, be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
State your full name for the record.
My name is Jane Jacob Whitcomb. Thank you for taking the time to review this case. We own a beautiful piece of property, 2 1/4 acres. We have an old pier on there. We do have a boat lift, as you can see. However, we would like the addition of a small boat ramp. The original place that I proposed it evidently wasn't exactly acceptable by my adjacent property owners. And we have moved the location. We have reduced the length of the pier. We have reduced the width of the pier to an 8-foot wide, 8-foot wide and 30 feet long, just to get small boats in. And our intentions are to crab the creek that we live in. There's crabs in there, and we have a flat-bottom boat that's 14 feet wide. To put that in, or if family comes down with a John boat or something, just to be able to launch it without going 14 miles down the road to a boat ramp. We just like to utilize our property. That's, have fun down there and enjoy the community.
Thank you. Any questions
for me?
All right. Thank you very much. Sure. Anyone in favor of this that wishes to speak? Anyone in opposition? Yes, sir. Come right on up. You swear the testimony shall give me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you God.
I do.
State your full name for the record, please.
John Alexander Walsh. I am one of the adjacent landowners. On the first application, all my comments are in the record, so I won't go back over that. But I see from the drawing that I, from the beginning, have been under the impression, not that it would change my mind, that this was for a wood jet ski ramp. And my comments to the staff were addressed to a jet ski ramp, which is usually attached to the dock. And they had some confusion, I think, as to they're talking about a boat ramp. I'm talking about a jet ski ramp. The drawing shows the jet ski ramp, and maybe that's not a big difference. But when the staff assumed that I was talking about a lift, I really was not talking about a jet ski ramp. And my whole logic was I just didn't, it's free country, but I couldn't see disturbing that land to put in a jet ski ramp when you can just put a ramp on your dock like my adjoining neighbors have. And that was my address that was in the book. So I still stand on my objection for the environmental reasons, but I did want to clear up the issue about the jet ski ramp and the confusion between me and the staff, because I think we're talking about two different things. And the drawing shows a jet ski ramp and not a boat ramp.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyone else in opposition?
Chairman, welcome here.
All right. Come right on up. You swear the testimony shall give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall help you God.
I do.
And you state your full name for the record, please.
Kenneth H. Murdoch, adjacent property owner on the other side from Mr. Walsh of the Whitcombs. If you'll look at page 7-2 of your agenda item, I think you'll see very similarly and concisely presented what our comments were. And as Whitcomb has indicated, most of those were dealt with by the moving of the boat ramp. I'll wait till you find the 7-2. I simply left a note insofar as it concerns the commission's jurisdiction in the boat ramp, that this likely would have some impacts, and I think these impacts would parallel those that DCR mentioned to you, and they are not the jurisdiction of the commission. I recognize that. So I think Mr. McGinnis has presented things about as concisely as he could to the commission. So it's your decision. Thank you. Any questions?
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Whitcomb, you have now a couple minutes to respond to anything they said, if you'd like to.
Since it was mentioned about the jet ski, we do not own a jet ski. We have a brain-damaged son who will not be riding a jet ski, and I've had a jet ski with my ex-husband, and that's probably one of the reasons why he's an ex. The big one over that.
Also, I won't be buying a jet ski anytime.
not a good time. Also, I'd just like to say that we've made the concessions that we felt were necessary to ease their minds about environmental damage or concerns. I do work for NOAA. I work on an environmental satellite system, monitoring the system. I'm very conscientious about all types of conservation. I'm a member of the National Wild Turkey Federation. You know, we know that there's turkeys on there, no oak trees that they feed off is going to be taken down. I can't find anything that it's really going to harm to put in there. And if you look at the pictures, you can see there's, you know, some small holly trees that might have to come down, and that's it. So this is the best place we can find.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, the matter is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, I move the recommendation of staff to approve this project, even though I do own a jet ski.
Second. Seconded by Mr. Garrison. Any further discussion? All in favor, to the signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. Thank you all very much, both parties. The next item is the Farmington Farms Homeowners Association.